Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today, I would like to talk to you about the attitude of gratitude. You know, I'm only interested in one thing, really, for all of us. And that's, and it sounds like a lot of things, but it's really only one thing. I'm interested in each of us knowing who we truly are, our true relationship with the divine intelligence that beats our heart, with the light that is within us, with the source of all good, our relationship with that, of our knowing of our true identity. And then that each of us are operating out of our sense of our true identity, our oneness with our I Am presence. And as that, fulfilling our mission and purpose and fulfilling our heart's desires on earth. So that, you know, I saw this little flower pot the other day, and it said, "She who is happy makes others happy." And it said who said that, and I can't remember, but it's so important that each of us come into our happiness, that we have our dreams come true, that we live, that we are the fulfillment of our highest truth. I like to say, I am the living example of my own highest truth. And, you know, the trouble with saying some things like that is that sometimes, some days you don't feel like you can live up to that, or that's not for you. And so I would say to you, as I say to myself, just do your best every day. Just do your best. And I'm interested in each of us having our dreams come true, our true dreams, our true heart's desires. You know, I was majoring in psychology, and I got to a certain point, and it was a turning point in my life. One day, I read this thing that Freud said, is that people with you know, mental problems, psychoses, could be, I get sort of speechless when I talk about this, could be kind of reduced to ordinary, everyday neurosis, just neurotic behavior. Let's see, ordinary, everyday unhappiness is sort of what he said. And I went, no. Everything in my being just went, no, that is not enough. I want people to be happy. I want people to be fulfilled. I want people to be all athrill with the joy of living. You know how it feels sometimes when it's different things for different people, but it could be like, I have this experience, if I'm walking along and a puppy comes up to me, and I get to pet a puppy's soft little ears and smell puppy breath and just receive that much love as a puppy gives. And I notice that everything in my body, just all my cells, just feel so alive. They feel like there's little champagne bubbles. And that's what I mean by being all athrill with happiness. That's our divine inheritance. That's what we came to live. And, you know, it's different things for different people. It might be hearing some beautiful, inspiring music. It might be, going on a bike ride. Sometimes for me, it's going for a swim. In fact, I swim almost every day. And sometimes I feel such a heavenly feeling while I'm swimming. The sun's shining, the birds are singing. Right now there are daffodils and tulips all around the pool. And I feel this sense of such gratitude for the blessings that I've been given. It's a different vibration and frequency. It's like tuning your radio to the station you want. And the station you want is where you feel happy. And a lot of times, you know all of that thing about counting your blessings. To them that have, it shall be given. That, to them that have, it shall be given means when you have the consciousness of something, when you have the gratitude for something perhaps that hasn't even happened yet, then that means you have a cup to hold it in. You have a context that will hold that good that you're asking for. Now, a lot of times people have asked for things that wasn't their acceptance level. And I worked with a master of manifestation for 8 years. And she used to say that thing, to them that have, it shall be given. Now, that means that you have to have the consciousness in yourself of having something before it can come forth. The manifest world is like, in effect, it's a printout of what is on the inside. So we always have to work with what is on the inside. And the lubrication that moves us forward without friction is praise, love, and gratitude. So we need to give praise, love, and gratitude for where we are, for all the things that are in our world now. Not curse them, not regret them, and not beat ourselves up. Because that is a downward spiral leading us away from what we truly desire. And our heart's desires, all of us, is to handle those basic building blocks of manifestations, where a relationship, finances, being fulfilled in our mission, having a project, giving our best gifts, where we live, that it nurtures and supports us, that we have friendships that are a cheering section, people that buoy us up, support us, cheer for us, love us, want us to win. The reason we want all of those things, you know, besides that you don't want to go down the street every day muttering about, oh, you know what I should have said when she said, and next time she says that, I'll say this. And, you know, if your mind is busy with that, you're not available to play the better games, the fun games, the games that actually lift the planet and all life into greater well-being. And it's really time for us to do that. It's really time for us to take a look and go inside and ask the source of all good for divine solutions, for creative, loving, harmonious solutions that uplift all life, that are actually, truly, really, absolutely constructive and helpful for all life. Now, in the old paradigm, we have had a consciousness that you know, for one person to win, another has to lose. That's like saying there's a limited, finite amount of good, that it's like a pie, and that you have to cut it up in smaller pieces if everybody gets a piece. And that is not the truth. The truth is there's plenty of every good thing for every man, woman, child, every animal, every species, every kingdom on earth that has all been provided already. We must simply open ourselves to receive, and praise, love, and gratitude opens us to receive. Praise, love, and gratitude for where we are, for what we've been given already, and praise, love, and gratitude for what we are asking for. Now, praise, love, and gratitude for what we have been given is the actual key to perfect happiness. And when I hear somebody talking. Is there another? Or do we have a caller, Don? I don't understand what's happening there.
No, we don't have a caller.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't have a caller right now.
Okay. Well, I was just hearing another conversation. It was weird. So when we are giving praise, love, and gratitude for something just the way it is, let me talk a little bit about the opposite pole of that. The opposite pole of that is like somebody I worked with one time who was so angry about his childhood, who was so angry about the way he had been raised, who was so angry about the things that he hadn't had, that he didn't notice, like, what was in front of him was he had this fabulous relationship with this adorable woman who loved him with all her heart, but he never noticed that because he was angry about all of these things. And in fact, he said to me, God gave me a toilet to live in, so I'm going to shit in it. And if you have that attitude, you will never be lifted up until it's gone. That attitude has to go. Self-pity has to go. When we give praise, love, and gratitude for something just the way it is, it opens the way for us to be happy right now. Like, when I first started to practice this, about 25 years ago, I read the book, Prison to Praise. And I did praise, love, and gratitude for about 3 days and forgot all about it. And then, recently, the last few years, I have read some books. And one of them I want to really recommend to you is called The Door of Everything by Ruby Nelson. It was written, I think, in 1963. It is one of the jewels of light on this planet that I really recommend. The Door of Everything talks about praise, love, and gratitude. Praise, love, and gratitude are an alchemy for transformation from base metal into gold. And that doesn't mean just metals. It means mental, emotional, etheric, and physical conditions transformed by the alchemy of praise, love, and gratitude. When we give praise, love, and gratitude for what we have, like, for instance, there have been, you know, I was sharing how I feel this heavenly way in the pool, in the sun, with the daffodils around and the birds singing. You see, if I'm giving praise, love, and gratitude for that I have that, it is that I am actually accepting it, and I am in the book, another I recommend, is The Power of Now. It means I am in that creative vortex of this instant. I have all of my resources available to me to create. And we create what we focus on. So we want to focus on what we want more of. So when I'm busy in the pool swimming and the sun is shining and it looks like sparkling diamonds on the water and the daffodils are all around, the birds and the butterflies are out and the little blossoms are on the tree and a few of them are coming down in the pool, and I'm focusing on how much I love all of that good I have been given. I am an invincible magnet for more, more and more creation, attitude, feeling, experience of bliss. I am enjoying the blessings of God, and I am giving thanks for that. Now, there's another pole where, and I got to learn to give myself this, because what some of the things I used to do in the pool was beat myself up because the PG&E bill would be so much for heating the pool. Beat myself up for contributing to global warming with heating the pool, looking at weeds I had to pull, and thinking about, you know, I should be doing this, I should be doing that instead of swimming. And there is a choice there. There is a choice. We want to manifest the things that make us feel good. You know, a lot of people think they want to manifest $1 million, or they want to manifest a great empire, or they want to manifest fame or rewards or something. And we have to ask, what is the experience I would like to have? And the experience I would like to have is that heavenly praise, love, and gratitude, where I am just giving thanks to God for what a beautiful life I have been given. Giving praise, love, and gratitude that I have time to swim. That I have the place to swim right in my backyard. That it is warm. That the sun shines on the pool. That I'm surrounded by people that want me to be happy. That I am doing this, which is truly giving my best gifts, my divine gifts. There's a decree I love, and I don't know where I wrote this down from, and I ask your forgiveness if you get credit for this, and please let me know. It says, I am happy, fulfilled, and inspired beyond words to describe. I am happy, fulfilled, and inspired beyond words to describe. Now, a lot of people think that being happy would be, winning the lotto and then going to live on the beach and sipping pina coladas, you know, the rest of their days. And being happy, fulfilled, and inspired means that we are calling forth our best gifts. See, the reason you want, the purpose of opulence, the purpose of wealth, the purpose of abundance is peace. It is so you don't have to worry about how the PG&E bill is getting paid. It's so you don't have to worry about your rent. It's so you don't make any decisions based on expediency or money ever, because you know who you work for. You work for the source of all good. And you are unlimited because you are one with the source of all good. Therefore, you may have anything your heart desires. And I've worked with thousands of people, and after all of those layers were pulled away, like the layer called I want a joyous romantic relationship. I want a loving, fulfilling relationship with my husband or my wife, or you know, I want to have plenty of money. I want to live in a beautiful place. After all of those things, what really matters to every person I've ever worked with is they want to make a difference in this world by giving who they are, their best gifts. And see, we need to be available to give our best gifts, and we need to be willing to shine our light, to send out our best gifts into the world, whether we get paid, acknowledged, supported, encouraged. You know, we need to keep moving forward, giving of ourselves. Everyone needs that more than anything else. They need a project. They need a way to give what uplifts life. What uplifts life. Win-win. If it's good for one, it's good for all. And if it's not good for one, it isn't good for anyone. We need to find solutions that are divine. And each of us can do that by looking inside at our own divine guidance, our own I Am presence. Craig Russell was on a few weeks ago, and he gave these the seven sacred promises from his book, Prayer Calls, Affirmations, Sacred Decrees, and Mantras. I really, really love this book. And it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Knock, and the door will be opened. Ask, and you shall receive. Decree a thing, and it shall be made manifest unto you. Think, and so shall you create. Feel, and so shall you make real. Realize, and so shall you actualize." So, given those things, and that we want to be fully, fully present, following our own divine guidance, we need to each of us make time to look inside and listen to those answers and join our intellect and feeling with those answers and take that action out into the world. See, it doesn't... When I first I read the Course in Miracles, I studied the Course in Miracles and did all the lessons, and then I worked with Lisa de Longchamp, who formed with her guide formed a school called Wing Song, and I totally forgot why I was going to tell you that. What I was going to tell you, I had like 20 things I wanted to say all at once, and they just kind of exploded in the middle of my mind. And now there's a big blank. It's very important that you are looking at exactly what you want. And we've been sort of trained to, people have said to us, oh, you don't know what you want. You won't know till you grow up. You won't know till this. You go to this counselor, go to that counselor, ask this person, ask an expert, read a book. And these things are already written on your heart. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. When I started working with Lisa and I learned to contact and receive information, both written and spoken, from Ascended Master Guides, what a lot of people call channeling. And my experience with that when I first started to do it, and this is something everyone can do, it requires a commitment. It requires a purification. It requires wanting more than anything to be truly, truly, truly of divine service. And it requires really shedding your ego, because some of the things that may come from your guides may be things that you have to stand for, that you might not get approval, validation, support, or agreement for. In fact, probably not. And maybe you will. But it seems like daydreaming at first. And different people receive in different ways. But I am suggesting to you that each of us has a piece of the puzzle that can come through us from our own higher self, from our own guidance, that can make all the difference on this planet, that can uplift, that can heal, that can inspire, that can illumine, that can make all life happier. And in the Course in Miracles, it says to heal is to make happy. And so what if every day each of us takes as our purpose to make happy, to make everyone happier wherever we are? And I'm not saying it's your responsibility to make people happy. And you can be an encourager, an uplifter, and one who cheers people on, an encourager. Or you can be a shadow in people's lives. And it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to each one of us, each moment, each day, the master we will serve. So I wanted to go back to each of us has divine solutions that we can bring forth. And a lot of times when you're at first receiving divine guidance, it will seem like your imagination. And I'll give you an example for me. We had a kitty that was missing. And I kept calling him, and I was missing him so much, and I wanted him to come home, and I was all upset, and I asked my guides, what shall I do? And they kept saying, don't worry, you'll get him back. Don't worry, you'll get him back. He'll come home. And it had been 3 days. And I'm thinking, if I'm going to get him back, you know, or if he's near, I was just thinking all kinds of things. So finally I said, what shall I do to get my cat back? And they said, you don't need to do anything. He will come home, but if you really want to do something, go to the store and put up some flyers on the telephone poles. And so I got in my Volkswagen van, and the other thing was, every time I would ask about where he was and what I should do to get him back, I would see this picture of this house that was like only two houses down. But I dismissed it as it was too easy, you know, and I said to myself, if he was there, he would come home. He would hear me calling him, and he would come home. And so just as I was going by that house to get my flyers, I see two children sitting on the curb, and I thought, well, it wouldn't hurt to ask. And so I said, hey, have you guys seen this cat that looks like this? And they said, oh, yeah, he's in our backyard. And they went and got him and handed him to me. And I had seen that picture of that house every time I had asked about it, but I had dismissed it. Now, if that's what you're doing with your guidance, I want to just remind you that when you ask for something, when you ask for guidance, when you ask, you will receive what you have asked for. You will receive the guidance. Now, a lot of times we haven't recognized it, so it's important to recognize it, and that is why it's important to give praise, love, and gratitude, because when you're giving praise, love, and gratitude, that is, it's like the way you unwrap the gift. You are saying to God, I know you only send good, and show me the good that's in this. Now, oftentimes on the way to manifesting something you have asked for, you will get something that looks very different from that. And that is because that has been your former consciousness, your belief, your acceptance level of what you could have in the past. And in a way, it's a test. Do you really want this? Are you willing to let go of the past? Are you willing to let go of the way it has been? Are you willing to let go of those old expectations? Are you willing to transform your consciousness? And then praise, love, and gratitude is the way to transform your consciousness, because you are opening yourself to receive the gifts in it. Now, oftentimes, we will have manifested something that we look at and go, oh no, you know, this looks like dog poop. And so, and that is a point where a lot of people have given up. And you have to make a commitment to yourself that you are not a quitter. You are not a quitter. You don't turn back. You don't allow yourself to become discouraged. You keep focused like a laser beam on that which your heart desires. And as you continue to focus on that and giving praise, love, and gratitude for where you are, then you must move along to your next level of good. It's just like a trap door into the next frequency and vibration. And see, everything is frequency and vibration. When you, the best way to understand this is that, you know, that we've all had days, like I'll describe one for me, where, you know, have you had that day where the first thing, I call it your ego gets out of bed before you do. And the first thing it'll say to you is, it'll go for your weak point. It's like, why haven't you done that? Or it'll say, you look ugly. Or, you know, it starts by picking on you. So then, on those days, I've noticed that I couldn't do anything right. I would break a nail. I would run my stocking. I would, you know, spill food on the floor. I would, you know, and have you ever noticed that it just keeps getting worse when you're doing that until some magic thing happens and comes along and changes the way you're feeling. And then you move to a whole new frequency and vibration. And everybody's had that day where you get up happy. You just get up happy and you're smiling and it looks just like yesterday, only today I feel extra good. And I even sometimes I sing that song, Everything's Going My Way. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Everything's going my way. And I had a great teacher, and she would say, you can tell what's going on your with your consciousness by the song you're singing. And, you know, you're humming to yourself like, she noticed one day she was humming to herself, gonna wash that man right out of my hair. And she realized it was time to actually do that, you know, to make a break in that relationship. So you can tell what's going on in your consciousness by the song you're humming to yourself. And so you've had those days where everything's going your way, where you feel good, where you're smiling at people, you feel good about yourself, you look extra spiffy, this is the outfit you feel like a million bucks in, somebody in front of you at the bridge paid your toll. I mean, and it's because you are feeling great. And you're focusing on feeling great. And you're attracting more and more and more and more good things for yourself. You know, you've noticed that thing where you're all ticked off. You get up ticked off and then more and more things happen that just tick you off. Well, it is time, and it's so wonderful now that we have movies like The Secret, that we have What the Bleep Do We Know, that a great deal of light is coming now through movies, that we are paying attention to what we create with our thoughts, feelings, actions, and words. So the attitude of gratitude places your focus right on what you want. Now, there was a workshop that I went to one time, a seminar. And it was a Ascended Master information, and these guides said that the cause of all unhappiness is ingratitude. The cause of all unhappiness is ingratitude. And someone said, well, what if you had a really beautiful relationship and then you lost it? And they said that you had that has become part of you, that you know that is possible, that you achieved and sustained that for yourself is to be grateful for. So many people have wanted that with all their hearts and have never had it. And so you can be happy that that has become part of you. And I thought that was kind of a hard one to take. And since my dad passed on, I was so, so, so close to my dad. He adored me. I adored him. And I have come to realize in my missing him that he wouldn't be happy if he was still here in the way his body had become. He wouldn't be happy. And he has an opportunity to go on and be happy now in lighter realms and also to re-embody. And I feel that his love, that I am so grateful, I am so grateful to have had the kind of father I had, and to feel that kind of love, to be loved that much. So many people feel like their father doesn't love them, and I knew my father adored me. And that has become part of me. That is part of my confidence. That is part of what makes me strong and filled with conviction to do what I came to do, to say what I have to say. If it doesn't get agreement, if it doesn't get support, if it doesn't get validation, I have within me a cheering section of which is that foundation of such love and confidence and treasuring me. So, what are the things I want to say to you that you can get where you want to go by giving praise, love, and gratitude for where you are and where you want to go? You give praise, love, and gratitude in advance for the things that you are asking for. And that makes the place that you, in you, that must magnetize those things to you. Your happiness is what magnetizes more happy experiences for you. And since you want to be happy more than even those, see, a lot of us have had it backwards. I used to wait to be happy until I had certain results. And I felt like I didn't deserve to be happy until I had those results. And if you're postponing your happiness, you're postponing the reason that you want to manifest that money or that job or that relationship or that condition or those clothes or whatever it is. The reason you want to do that is because you want to be happy. And so what my guides have said to me when I was worrying about something is, you know, since it's going to work out anyway, since it's going to turn out anyway, do you want to start having fun now? Do you want to start enjoying yourself now? And I'll tell you, you do want to start enjoying yourself now. You do want to let yourself be happy now. Do you know why so many people have been depressed? So many people have been taking antidepressants? Because we've been sold the bill of goods that we're supposed to be some other way than what we are. That we're supposed to be, I mean, you know, I used to think when I got married I was supposed to be Donna Reed. And my house was always supposed to look like that, Better Homes and Gardens, all of that stuff. I drove myself crazy with that. And I felt like I wasn't doing a good job. Depression is feeling like you should be some other way than what you are. And it's the opposite of gratitude. See, you came to this planet to have fun. This is the party planet. Edwin Gaines says that. This is the party planet. And if you're not having a party, if you're not having a good time, if you're not happy, you're refusing to acknowledge God's will for you. And you can be happy and have a good time regardless of what is going on. There's this line in a movie called Weird Science where they're talking about this woman and he says, Lisa could have a good time at an insurance seminar. And so it is up to us to have a good time. And when we're not having a good time, it's because we're not giving praise, love, and gratitude. Now, after I took that seminar where the Ascended Master Guide said the only cause of unhappiness is ingratitude, and that was several years ago, and one morning I got up. I mean, have you ever gotten up in the morning and you're just like, oh, no, it's morning. It used to be when I had like three or four things to do that day that were really things I didn't want to do. And I just said, oh, it's morning. It was awful. It was just awful. It was one of those days, you know, when you felt like you could have just stayed in bed. And I felt tired. I didn't get enough sleep. I was cranky. I went in the kitchen, and I started to get sugar for the kids for cereal, and I spilled it when I was putting it in the sugar bowl from the canister. And then I was really cranky because I was crunching around on sugar, and all of a sudden I thought of that thing, the only cause of unhappiness is ingratitude, and I thought, well, yeah, I do feel pretty ungrateful. I feel pretty unhappy. I feel pretty cranky. And all of a sudden I said, wait a minute. Yesterday morning I wanted to give the kids cereal, and there wasn't any sugar. We were out of sugar. And now we have sugar, and it's in the canister. And you know, this is a real politically incorrect story. Just remember it was many years ago. But all of a sudden I said, well, I'm grateful that there's sugar. And that just changed it. I mean, not that I give my kids cereal with sugar in it now. I wouldn't do that. But then I noticed I had this wonderful husband that I loved and adored, and I had two healthy, beautiful, funny children that I adored. And it was morning, and the birds were singing, and the sun was shining, and I realized that I could give myself that day or not. And the way I could give myself that day was to give praise, love, and gratitude for the sugar, for my children, for my husband, for the birds singing. And since then, I've noticed how many times we don't give ourselves what we have because we're not grateful. If I have a dozen beautiful roses here in front of me, fragrant, beautiful roses, and I'm not grateful for them, I haven't given them to myself. I haven't seen them. They're not in my consciousness. My frequency and vibration, my tuning isn't tuned there to that place of joy. So we want to attune ourselves to the place of joy and bliss and harmony and appreciation. I'm thinking of what it would be like if each of us were giving praise, love, and gratitude every day for everything in our lives. And that means everything. Everything the political leaders are doing, everything that's happening in the world that we see that looks like it really needs to be changed. You know what to do when you want something to be transformed? You love it. You give praise, love, and gratitude for it, that it's exactly the way it is. You call on the law of forgiveness and the violet transmuting flame and the silver and gold rays from the Ascended Master's octave. You ask for a permanent vortex of the violet transmuting flame to replace everything that's been created there. And then you watch it transform before your eyes. See, one of the things that you want to do is that because you are here, because of your life, everything gets better for everyone. Everything gets happier, more joyous, more harmonious, more prosperous for everyone. I want you to really, 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 really look into your heart and see if this is what you feel. And it's fine with me if you don't, if you feel something else, if you don't agree with me. What is important is that you look at and you examine your own truth that lives within your heart. So make time for that and just turn to the light. Just quiet your feelings and turn to the light a few minutes, a couple times a day, and say, Beloved, I am presence. I choose to serve the light. I choose to serve the highest and the best in all life, in everyone and everything I know. I choose this. Show me what you would have me do. Show me, and show me the way to do it. In the Course in Miracles, it says the project is to learn to become truly helpful. And I have really meditated on that, to learn to be truly helpful. Because that is what all of us want, to be truly helpful to everyone else. You know, I have some free copies of the movie The Secret. If you haven't seen The Secret, it was on Oprah. I think there was a spread in some big magazine about it. It is for the purpose of manifesting your heart's desires, and it's one of the best things I've seen for that. So if you would like an absolutely no obligation free DVD of The Secret, please email me at miracleshp@yahoo.com. That's miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S, H-P, as in happens, @yahoo.com. And the first 5 people to email me will receive a free copy of The Secret DVD. And be sure and put your physical address and your phone number in case I have any questions. And don't worry, I won't send you 1,000 ads or anything like that. This is not to promote anything. This is to support you in having your dreams come true. And it is one of the ways that my husband and I type, as we find things that are a blessing, a joy, a healing, a delight, an upliftment to us that we that help us in fulfilling what we're here to do. And it is our fondest and most fervent heart's desires that everyone's dreams come true. And so we share things that we find that are tools of upliftment. And I also have one copy of Visioning, which is a book that is out of print, but it was and has been retrieved for me. Somebody, my friend, Cosmic Secret Agent K17 in New Jersey, found 30 copies of this used on the internet. It's one of the best. It is one of the very best manifestation handbooks that I have ever seen. It covers the bases. It covers the ground. It is a beautiful book, and it's also used. But if you would like a copy of Visioning, please specify that. And if you're one of the first five and you want the Visioning and the Secret, that's fine too. So try it out. Try out Praise, Love, and Gratitude. Get a partner, someone that you, a friend of yours that you work with, that you pray with, that you, that you're aligned with, that you have similar goals with, and make them your Praise, Love, and Gratitude partner. And remind each other, if something happens, if you step in dog poop, give Praise, Love, and Gratitude, and it will turn into a miracle. You need to try this out. I cannot tell you all the miracles that we have had by using this. It is powerful beyond words to describe. And I thank you so much for being with us today on Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I will be back with the guest. I forgot who the guest is. I can't believe it. Next Monday at 2 o'clock. And until then, happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Our men, our women, our children, and yee-haw!